Parable, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is getting daf vav, and we're about 6-7 lines up here on Hey Amud Beis, right, with a story about Bar Hedya, right? Bar Hedya, Boilas Yigita. Bar Hedya came and brought again, if you remember, we're dealing with Bifan Nechta, Fani Nechtam, right? The Shliach has to come and say that he saw the get written and signed, Lishma, i.e., for the sake of this divorce and not another divorce. So Bar Hedya says like this. Well, the story about Bar Hedya is like this. Bar Hedya boy la su gita, right? And also the command to Rabbi Achi, to have a mamuna gita, right? That he came to Rabbi Achi, right? In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Achi was in charge of the get. Rashi says, Bosa Ayir, right? In that city, right, that he came, but that's the, he was in charge of the gets. So Amalei said to him, Tzarech, I mean, how much, again, the Shaila is, the implied Shaila is, right, which it doesn't really say in the Gemara, is that when we say that the shliach has to see that in Fanechtam, Fanechtam, it was written and it was signed Lishma, how much of the get does he have to see? Does he have to be like, you know, at a chasna when they're peering over, you know, every word of the ksuba, etc.? Or is it, can he, you know, be in the room, be local, right, and kind of, you know, figure out exactly, you know, that it was Lishma, but he doesn't have to see everything. So Rabbi Achi said to him, Sarachat Lamod al Kol Os. You got to be there for every single letter. Also, commanded Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yassi. Apparently, Bar Hedya didn't like that answer, right? So he went to Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yassi. Said Amri Leilo Tzrichas. He said, "Nah, that's you don't need that, right? If you look at Rashi, Tzrichas Ela B'shita Achas. You need to just be there for one line, right?" Again, Pashas is, as it says over here on a later part of the Gemara, the Pashas is that if he sees the first line being written the Shema, so it must be that the entire get was written the Shema, right? It doesn't make sense that the guy would write the first line for this couple and then change his mind and write it for somebody else. And if you'll say, Avid Lechumra, right, and if you'll say that maybe I'll be Machmir, and you have to insist on the Shluchim seeing, right, the entire get being written, so Nimsa to Mutzi Laz, I'll get in the Marishonim. Right, it turns out you'll end up have with some Laz, with some suspicions, right, maybe some doubts, right, all the other gets were not good enough. Again, this is the concept that Gemara has, I'm not sure where else, but it's definitely a couple other places where very often you have a chumra that leads to a kula, right? If you're going to be machmer and insist that you see every single letter, so sometimes the shliach won't do that, right? And then you're going to mess up a get, and then you're going to turn into, you know, have a woman's going to remarry based on this get, and the get is quote-unquote no good. Right, so again, you have to be careful whenever you, you know, take a chumra on that doesn't lead to a kula as well. Rabbi Bar Barachana, I see Gita and Paga Ichtiv Lekamei Paga Lo Ichtiv Lekamei. Right, Rabbi Bar Barachana brought a get and he saw half of it. I mean, half of it was written when he was there, half of it was not. So let's look at Rabbi Elazar. And I'm related, Rabbi Elazar said to him, "Afilu lo kasef bo ela shita achas l'shma." Right, as we saw before, shuv eino tzarech. Even if you just saw the first line, right, one line being the shma, right, you do not need to see anything else. And that's what Tosas comments over here, that the mistama, right, if you saw the first line be written, he does not need to see anything else, because obviously, right, Pasha says that the sofer is just going to keep writing for the same divorce. Rabbi Ashi says, Afilu kan kulmusa v'kan migilta, right? Very, very fascinating chiddush. That even if you hear the noise, right? Reason the noise of the preparation of the parchment of the cloth of the quill, right? Even the scratching over there, that's good enough. That's good enough. Fascinating. And he knows that that's what the get is for, right? That is for this couple, so that's good. Even that's good enough. Tani kavasi de Rav Ashi. And sure enough, we have a brisa that says like Rav Ashi. Hamevi get medina sayam, afilu hubabayis v'sof for baaliyah, hubaaliyah v'sof for baaliyah. Person brings out get from medina sayam, and even if the shliach is in the house, and the sofer is upstairs, or the shliach is upstairs, the sofer is in the house, afilu nichnas v'yotzi kol yom kulo kosher. Right? Even if they're going in and out every single day, right? All day, so then they're kosher. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Huba bais sofer baaliyah, haloka chazilei. What do you mean? If they're on different floors, he's not watching the get being written. A lot of it must be. Rather, what we just say, like kigon sheshama, kigon dishama kankumus of a kan migilta, right? Must be rather that he heard him. Right, he heard him right from upstairs, right, preparing the parchment, etc. Amar mar, I feel nechnas v'yotzi kol yom kosher. So the Gemara just wants to know, what does that mean, right? Man, right? Who's going in and out? Right, back and forth. Ilei Mishliach, if you'll tell me that the guy is going in and out, the Shliach himself is kind of in, out, right, took his lunch break, whatever. So, but that doesn't make sense because you just told me hashdu b'bayis v'sofer b'aliyah the lo chazi la'ir, amarta kasher. Right? You just told me that if they're on different floors, he doesn't see anything of the whole process, it's still kasher. So obviously nichnas v'yotzei b'bayis, you don't even need to tell me that if the guy is coming in and out of the house, right, then it's going to be kasher. Elo sofer must be rather the sofer is going in and out. So the gemara says, well, the problem with that is that pshita, well, obviously. Right, just because the guy goes to take a break, he goes to the bathroom, he goes to get a sandwich, like that's going to puzzle the get. Like, what? Who cares? Like, what, obviously, the sofer can take a break. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, you know, you might have thought, right, the nafach l'shuka, well, that he's going to go to the market, right, he's going to go get lunch. The asa, and he's going to come back. You might have thought that in shachrina ashkechev amrlei, that maybe he bumped into somebody else in the market that had the same name as the guy he was writing a divorce for, and his wife had the same name as well. And so maybe you might have thought that maybe he changed his mind, and now he's writing it for somebody else. The guy offered him more money or whatever. So therefore, kamash malan, therefore it tells me that, no, even if the guy goes out, we don't have to be nervous that maybe he found some random couple that happens to be getting divorced, that happens to have the same exact name. Okay, fine. Now, the Gemara is now pretty much, I don't know, for the rest of the daf, but for a lot of the daf, we're going to talk about the status of Bavel, right, in terms of Fanechtam, Fanechtam. Right? I think we mentioned already once before that all of Chutzlaret has to say Fanechtam, Fanechtam, and Bavel is different. So that's what we're going to see over here. Itmar, it was said, Bavel, right, Rav Amar Keretz Yisrael, Gittin, Ushmul Amar Kechutzlaret. So Rav says it's like Eretz Yisrael, therefore you don't need Fanechtam, Fanechtam, and Shmuel says it's like Chutzlaret and you do need Fanechtam on a get from Bavel. So Gemara says, Leim Bakam, maybe they're arguing within Rava and Rabba. The Mar Sefer Lefishem Mikin Lishma, right? Vahani Gimiri, right? The Mar, so I mean, the Rav holds it's a Lishma issue, and people in Bavel, right, they knew the halacha pretty good. But Mar Sefer Lefishem Ini Edim is in the Kaimo, Vahani Nami Loshkichi. And Shmuel held that no, it's because you need to have Edim around, and people were not necessarily around, right, necessarily available. Again, since the get is leaving, right, again, it's a get from Bavel, so since the get is leaving, you still don't have Edim. So Gemara says, that doesn't make sense with Israel, really, that makes sense. Rabbi Yisrael Derava. Again, we say this all the time. I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't kind of like catch on, but it keeps on suggesting. Right, remember, we said that Rabba holds like Rabba. So Ela Rabba, the Kuli Alma, Be'ina, the Kaimo. So like we said, right, everybody requires, you need to have Edim. Mitzvah in the Kaimo. So what's the machlokes? Rav Sofer came with Dikim Misivasa, Misivta, since there are yeshivas, Mishkach Shkichi, right? There are a lot of people, right? People are always traveling back and forth. Since there are a lot of yeshivas, that was the impetus for people to go to Bavel. So, right, people are available, and you're going to have traffic and to make sure that the get is confirmed and to make sure the get is legit. Shmuel says, no, what do you mean? The Misivta? What do you have? You have yeshivas? Vigir Sayatridi, where everybody's busy studying. Right, everybody's learning. Right, no one is paying attention, right, to the get and definitely not to, as Rashi says over here, to be able to confirm the signatures, right, to say that the signatures are MS. Emakirim Bechasimos, right, Rashi says, again, because what do you need for someone to be familiar with signatures, right? What are you going to do? Again, we've talked about it in the past, but just to rehash, if the Baal comes and says it's not a real get, what do you do? So you bring Edim to say that either that they saw the get being given, or that they're going to confirm that the signatures on the shtar are good, legit signatures. If they recognize signatures, oh, that's Shlomi's signature, oh, that's Yaakov's signature. So that will validate the get. But if guys are learning all day, so they're not familiar with other people's signatures. When do you know people's signatures? Right? If you're in the marketplace, you're doing business deals, transactions, guys just sit with their nose in the Gemara. They don't know necessarily what this guy's signature looks like. Okay, fine. Itmar Nami was also said Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Huna, right? Asino Atzmino Kebavol Keretz. It's all Gittin, right? Mechiasa Rav LaBavel, right? And whenever Rav showed up in Bavel, right? So then Bavel ended up being like Eretz Yisrael, right? By Gittin. Again, that was Rav's, what Rav said. Rav was said that it's what's it called? Bavel has the status of Eretz Yisrael. Don't need to say Befanechta, Befanechta. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, following Kasha. What is, one second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Merekel Mizrach, Merekel Kemizrach, Me'ashkel Ledarim, Ashkel Kedarim. Right, you get Rabbi Yehuda gave, right, the boundaries, right, for Fanechtam, Fanechtam within Eretz Yisrael. Right, you get Rekem in the east, right, and Ashkelon in the south, right, and Akko Letzafon, Ashkel in the north, Akko in the north, Akko Ketzafon, and Akko is considered outside the Chutzlars, right, Vahab Bavel, right, Bavel, that's one of their Tzokaim, but Bavel is outside Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Chizkiv Pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Elayim Mitzafon Tiv Etacharaa." Right, from Hashem said, right, from the north, right, from Bavel, right, the bad stuff will come, right, to Eretz Yisrael. Right, so you see that Bavel is outside Eretz Yisrael. It's not. And we also know that in Agav, by the way, there's just a fascinating point over here that I think that the Achronim pick up on. Why do you need a pasuk to teach me that Bavel is outside Eretz Yisrael? Right? You don't need a pasuk to teach me that China is not in the United States. Right? Bavel is outside Eretz Yisrael because Bavel is not in Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? So, again, the Achronim point out, I think it's either Brisker off here, I don't remember. Maybe, I'm not sure exactly where it is. But there's some raid on it. Anyway, but long story short, that the Pasuk is determines the MS, right? We don't use our senses to necessarily determine the MS. If the Pasuk says it, then that's true. Okay, either way, but that's a Hashkafa Shemuz, not for now. Utnan and Viter, and also the Mishnah says, Rumer Omer, Akko Karet Sol the Kitten, Afila Rumer Luk Omer, Alba Akko de Mikarva, Avo Bavo de Marachaka. Well, right, again, when Rumer says that he holds that Akko is within the boundaries, obviously Akko, it's right on the border, but Bavel, Bavel's far. What do you mean? You can't, that, how in the world could Bavel be like Eretz Yisrael? Where it says, "Who most of lahu mafarkla?" Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the kasha, and he answered the kasha. The bar mivavel, right? When you give the boundaries from Eretz Yisrael, that's considered everywhere else except from Bavel, right? Because the Bavel, because as Rashi says over here, right? People were learned, right? And Bavel was very, very different, right? Than the rest of Chutzlars, right? I guess we're learning Talmud Bavli, right? That was where Taka the Yeshivas were, right? And that's where the Masorah was kind of like passed down. So Adhechani Bavel. So okay, so fine. So now if you tell me Bavel is different, now you got to get me the borders of Bavel. Right, because so you can know, right, which get requires fanechtam and not, which does not. So Amar Papa says, Machlokas k'yuchsin, kach machlokas legit. Just like there's a machlokas about yuchsin, about lineage, so too there's a machlokas by gittin. What in the world is that? What are we talking about? So the Gemara Kiddushin says that basically in Bavel, they were able to keep their yichus, their lineage, intact pretty well. So the Gemara there talks about where in Bavel were they able to, did they make sure to marry, right, people with good yichus? Right? They didn't have any intermarriage or whatever. So they were, for Kohanim, etc. So basically they were able, so with that, those borders that are given in that Gemara and Kiddushin, which I didn't really look up to give you the details, but those borders that are given to those in that machlokas, is basically the same borders that we would use as the borders for Bavel. Right? So for Rav Yosef, I remember Rav Yosef says, no, machlokes l'yuchsin aval gittin de v'yikol ad arba tanyana de gishra. No, that machlokes over here, those borders is only for the yichus, for the lineage. But by get, right, everybody is masking that Bavel goes, and, fascinating landmark, right, until the swamp past the bridge. Right, the second swamp past the bridge. Okay, apparently it's a very famous bridge. Apparently there was a very famous swamp. So apparently that was the border. Okay, fascinating. Fine. Rav Chista matrich me aktisfon levei ardashir. Rav Chista said that if anybody went from aktisfon, if anybody went from aktisfon to Bay Ardashir, they would have to say Fanechta Fanechtam, but the opposite of Bay Ardashir, Laktisfon, right? Lotzar, Lomatzrich. It didn't, the other direction, he did not say that he needed to get. Lema Kasava, the Visha Imbikin, the Shema, the Arani Kamiri. Maybe it was his logic, right, because of it's a Lashma issue, and only the people in, what's it called? Only the people in Bay Ardashir. Or they can say the other way around. In Aktisfon were learned, but not in Pesach, meaning they knew the halacha, but people in Be'ar this year, well, I guess the other way around, right? Be'ar this year, they knew the halacha, therefore they didn't have to say Fanech Tvayanechtam in Aktisfon. So the Gemara says, one second. Yeah. Okay, the Gemara says no. But again, as we said many times before, Mitzvah, Haraba, Isla, the Rabba. What do you mean? A Rabba can hold the Rabba Shita, you still need to have Edim Tzion the Kaimo. So the Gemara says, Elo, the Kuli Alma being in the Kaima, everybody holds like that. Vahani, what's this machlokas? Came to us, Shukat the Hasam, since the people in Bay Ardashir go to the to Aktisfon, to the market, to the Shuk, in Aktisfon, to buy stuff, so Hanach Yadi Bechasimos Yada the honey. Right, so they know, right, the signatures of the people in Bay Ardashir, because the people in Bay Ardashir come to the market there. Right, and that's what we said before, right? That when do you have signatures flowing, back and forth? Where, when people sign shtaros and they buy stuff, etc., etc. Whenever you have this commerce. Right, but the honey, but the hanach lo yadi, but the reverse, right? Nobody went to the market in, I guess, where's the other one? I always can't get turned around. In Bay Ardashir, Right, meaning the people in Akhtisma didn't go to Beit Ardisha to do business, and therefore they didn't recognize their signatures, and therefore they needed to have Eidim and Tzunim Nekayimah, they needed to say Fanechta Fanechtam. My time of Bishukayu Tridi, because the people, right, the people in Beit Ardisha were too busy, right, and they were with their business, so they didn't end up going, right, to Akhtisma, and that was why they needed to have the signatures in one direction and not in the other direction. Or not the signatures, but you have to have Edom on the signatures. You have to say, right, in one direction, not the other. Rabbi Baravua, Matrich Ba'arsa Le'arsa. Rabbi Baravua, this is what we nowadays call from street to street, right, from one side of the street to the other, right, in Manhattan, from, West 187th Street to West 186th Street, right, they would need to have Fanechta Fanechtam. Rav Sheshet is Matrich M'shchuna L'shchuna. Rav Sheshet is required a little bit bigger area, from neighborhood to neighborhood. From Harnof to Givat Shemuel or Givat Shaul or whatever, but Rava Matzich Beozer Shchuna. Rava required, right, within Harnof, which is where I live, by the way, which is within Harnof, you would have to say Fanechta Fanechtam. I have Rava who the Amal Fish in Edim and Tzun the Kaimah. But Rava himself, isn't he the one who says the whole problem is Edim and Tzun the Kaimah? So why in the world would he need Fanechta Fanechtam in the same neighborhood where everybody's around? So Gemara says, "Shani bin Mechuzah denied thee," because people in Mechuzah, right, Mechuzah was a very transient neighborhood. As the people were always leaving, people were always going on trips, or they were moving out, or whatever. So people didn't really know each other's signatures. So therefore, even in the same neighborhood in Mechuzah, right, Rava would require b'fanei nechta. Rav Chanan Mishtoi, Rav Kahana Aisigita. Rav Chanan said the story like this: that Rav Kahana brought a get v'lo yadana, and I didn't know. Meaning Rav Chanan said this. I didn't know imi sura la narada, imi narada la sura. I didn't know which way he was going, from sura to narada or the reverse. So I was like, "Kamei the Rav." We went to ask Rav, and he said, "Tzrichna la meiru fanechtam vaynechtam olot tzrichna." Do you have to say it or no? So I'm like, "Lo tzrichas." You don't need to say fanechtam vaynechtam. The e avid, and if you did it though, ahanis, then it works. So Gemara says, "What does that mean? What do you mean if you did it? If you didn't need to do it, but you did it, it works. What do you mean? My e avid ahanis." The Azi Bar Ma'arer Lomash Kechiyonle, very big nafkamino, that if the husband then comes and kind of complains that the get is not good, so still, sorry, someone came and said Fanechtam, Fanechtam, you're out of luck. You didn't need to say Fanechtam, Fanechtam? Yeah, but okay. But that still establishes that the get is legit. Kedetanya, like the Brisa says, as follows. Ma'is about the Me'echa Jevi get lefnei Rabbi Yishmael. Someone came to bring a get to Rabbi Yishmael, right? And Amar Lo, he said to him, "Tzarich ani lo mifanechta fanechtam." Do I need to say it? Oh, ain't no tzarich. So Amar Lo, he said to him, "Bini, my son." Very nice how the rabbanim used to talk to their, I guess, constituents. He said, "Bini, my son, mehechan ata, where are you from?" That probably is a giveaway. Amar Lo, Rabbi, my Rabbi, mikfar sisai ani. I'm from Kfar Sisai. So Amar Lo, he said to him, "Tzarich ata lo mifanechta fanechtam." Then you do have to say fanechta fanechtam. Shlosh tizakek. So I won't have to get Edim later, right, if the husband comes, right, and complains about the get. La'achar Shiyotza, after he left, Nichnas Lafanov Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi came, right, to see Rabbi Yishmael after the guy left. And Rabbi Eloi said, Rabbi, he said, Rabbi Eloi, Kfar Sisai, Mevlos, B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? Kfar Sisai, right, is within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Krovu L'tzipor Yosem Yaakov. It's even closer than Akko. So why did you tell him to say Fanechtam Vayanechtam? So it's not another the Mishnah of Meir Omer Akko Keretz Shalagitin, right, that Akko is considered to be Eretz Yisrael, and you don't need to say Fanechtam Vayanechtam. But Filo Rabbanim Lo Pliga Lo Dere Meir El Akko De Merchaka. And the Chachamim only argue about Akko. But well, Kfar Sisai, but Kfar Sisai De Mekarva, right, is much closer, is even closer. So Lo, this no Machlokes, right, and everybody holds, you don't need to say Fanechtam Vayanechtam. So why did you tell him to say that? So Amar Lo, he said to him, Shtok Bini Shtok, he said, be quiet. Cut it out. However, that's a davar the heter yotza. Since it was already set up, right, it ended up with a heter. Right, we paskin the heter. I mean, it ended up good for the woman because the guy said fanechta fanechta. I didn't need to, but yeah, that's fine. We're concerned for the woman here. Right, we want to make sure that her get is legit. Right, so therefore yotza, it's good to go. Right, even in a chanami. So that's we see that even if you don't need to say fanechta fanechta, and you do, so then it does enable the woman to kind of have that against the husband if he would ever come and pretend that the get is no good. As Gemara says, "I ha'iu nami lo tzaki le'edim kamarlei." So, but that was Rabbi Yishmael. What he said was that the whole point of fanechta fanechta is that we don't need edim later. Meaning that, i.e., you didn't need it lechachila. So what was the problem there with the shayla? I said, lo simi lekame. Right? So meaning they didn't finish, right? Rabbi Eli didn't hear what Rabbi Yishmael had said. I mean, Rabbi Yishmael only heard that he told him to say b'fanechta b'fanechta. He didn't say it. He didn't hear that Rabbi Yishmael said, right, in order that later on we can use that against the husband, right? He thought that Rabbi Yishmael was saying that you need to say it lechachila, right? Midatindirabana from the original Tarkana. Right? He didn't realize that that was actually Rabbi Shmuel just saying, just covering his bases to make sure, right, even though he didn't really actually have to say it. Okay. Shalachari Rabbi Yosser, the Rav Chista. We can have a story about Rabbi Yosser in a second. But Rabbi Yosser asked the following Shaila Rav Chista. Gitan haboim misham lekan. A get that comes from Sham lekan. Now, interesting, usually, normally, right, misham lekan, right, from there to here would be Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, but here in the story of Rav Yosser and Rav Chisda, they were in Eretz Yisrael. So, right, can normally, right, we're in Talmud Bavli, right. So, if someone says from Misham, from there, Lakan to here, normally that would mean from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, but here it's the opposite because Rav Yosser and Rav Chisda were in Eretz Yisrael. So, a get that comes from there to here, i.e., a get that comes from Bavel, right, to Eretz Yisrael. Right, that's what Rashi has to explain. Right, that's why Rashi says "bavel eretz yisrael," because normally you might have thought the opposite. Okay, anyway, ain't tzarich lomar b'fanechtam fanechtam. Excuse me, sorry, one second. You don't need to say fanechtam fanechtam from bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Lema kasover lefishe im became the shema b'hani gemiri again back and forth, same back and forth that we have before." Is it really he holds because of it's a lishma thing? But Israel, that doesn't make sense. How Rava isle the Rava? What do you mean? Rava also holds like Rava that you need eidim mitzvah in the kaimo. It's Ella rather no. It's kuli alma b'in the kaimo. Right? Everybody agrees. Ve'kevan the ika rabin zaki v'nachti by mishka shchichi. And therefore, it's the only reason you don't need fanechta fanechtam from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael because there are a lot of people going back. Right? That was the great highway. Right? Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Right? That was the most commonly traveled road. So you had Edom, right, available, and you didn't need to say Fanechtam, Fanechtam. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Mein lema lander Rav Yosef Bastamko. This is fascinating, Shaila. Who says Rav Yosef is legit? Right, Rav Yosef said, what did he say? He said he sent the following to Rav Chisda, and he said, from Bavel there, so you don't need Fanechtam, Fanechtam. So Rav Yosef, who was there, said, who's Rav Yosef? Right, Havdil, right? Paro said, who is the Kosh Baruch Hu that I should listen to him? Right, Havdil, Elif Alfei Adolos. Right, but who is Rav Yosser? How do you know that he's legit? Right, again, if I sent the psak to some random, you know, the random Rav, right, who is this guy? We should listen to him. Ve'od, and also, Hayu, the Shalach Le Rav Yehuda, right, he's the one who asked sent the following Shaila to Rav Yehuda. He asked, B'nei Adam, and this is, the Shaila is not the issue, but the way he sent it is the issue, as you'll see in a second. B'nei Adam, Ha'olim, Misham Lekan, right, Hein Kaimu, Be'atzman, Vaiznu, Hayala Bezona, Vayelda, Machru, Bayan, Vayashtu. And people who go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael have been Mekabel, are being Mekayim the halacha, right? They're giving the boy to Rachman al-Atzlan, to Azona, right? And the girl, they sell for wine and they're getting drunk, meaning he was saying that it wasn't good that people were going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Again, back then, the Shivas and really the Frum Oilam was in Bavel. It doesn't mean that people were moving. If you just look at Rashi, just to clarify, it means that people were leaving their homes, right, in Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael. They weren't with their wives. They were not doing peru revu, etc. And he said that that was inappropriate. That was inappropriate actions. And that wasn't itself problematic. But what did Rav Yosef pick on Rav Yosef for? That vikasavle below sirtut, that he wrote the letters without sirtut. Now sirtut, if you're fascinated, that sirtut is a halacha that comes to kisvei ksav, right? The sofer stam uses it, right, by mezuzah, tefillin, sefer Torah, right? There's a whole different halacha in terms of how much you need, what kind of sirtut you need for each thing. Sirtut is basically, if you ever look inside a sefer Torah or a mezuzah or whatever, is the lines that are etched in the parchment, right? To make sure we have, you know, lined paper so we can write on, you know, in elementary school. So too in the Torah, right, lahavdil, right, we have a halacha of sirtut. You have to write the lines so you can write everything straight. So he wrote the letter to, so Rav Yosser wrote this letter to Rav Yehuda without sirtut, and Ram Rav Yitzchak shnayin kosvin shlosha ein kosvin. And the halacha says Rav Yitzchak, that two words from a pasuk you can write without sirtut, but three, right, needs to have sirtut, meaning you're not allowed to write three letters from a pasuk without sirtut. So therefore, again, the halacha we paskin nowadays, not necessarily, but that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said. Right, a presumption is if you're writing on parchment or whatever, right, with a cloth, right? Really, it could be that we hold. Okay, whatever. Without getting into that that halachic, what's it called? But long story short, Rav Yasser didn't use sirtut. So you see that he wasn't a legit rav, right? Maybe he wasn't a legit rav. So Gemara says, but masnisa tana shalosh kosmin v'arbe in kosmin. Okay, fine. Either way, machlokas. Maybe whether it's 2 versus 3, 3 versus 4. Okay, but either way, Rav Yasser apparently wasn't a bar haki. Wasn't a rav. Why should we assume and believe that he's correct about needing fanechta fanechtam from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? So Gemara says, amalei abaye atu delo. The called the low yoda had Rabbi Yitzchak. Lav gam Rabahu. What do you mean? Someone who doesn't know this halakha of sirtut, right? That's what tells me. That's how you can determine whether this guy's a bar haki or not, whether this guy's a rav or not, right? Because he doesn't know Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Right? Bishlama, I understand if you're telling me milsa de talya b'svara lechaye. I mean, if you're telling me that he's making a mistake in terms of logic and his svaras are wrong, so b'seder. So you can just understand that he's can't be somach on him. He's not a proper rav. But this is Gemara. It's just a mesora that's passed down from one rabbi to the next. Gemara lo shmiyale. Maybe he never learned it. Right? Never got passed down. Right? From one rabbi to the next. Maybe that's why Rav Yasser didn't know this halacha. And also Rav Yasser who to ask him Mari al yade. What do you mean? And Akash Baruch Hu himself, right, vouches for Rav Yasser. How do you know? Fascinating story. The Chetiv Pasuk says, "Vatizna alav pilak show." Story about Pelegish Begiva, right, that the master, right, the master, the Baal, the husband of the Pelegish, right, was upset because she messed things over. Right, the whole story to kick the things off. Right, there was a fight between the husband and the Pelegish. What happened? Rabbi Aviasar, Haya Amar, he says, Zvuv Motzala, right? He found a fly. See exactly what that means, right? Pasha's fly in the food. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, Rabbi Yonas says, Nima Motzala, right? He found a hair. Let's see, Pasha's in the food. We'll see in a second. It doesn't mean usually, right? Tizna Alav Pilaksha means that she cheated on him. That's Pasha's not what happened. Right, so Rabbi Yasser said it was a fly. Rabbi Yonasan said it was a hair. The Ashkecher Rabbi Yasser Elio and Rabbi Yasser met Elio and Navi. I love when the Gemara does that. Right? It throws that out casually as if like that's a normal occurrence. Right? And Rabbi Yasser met Elio and Navi and Amar Lein. He said to him, "Mike, Avin Akosh Baruch Hu, what is Hashem doing right now?" So Amar Lein, Rabbi Elio and Navi said, "Ozik Pilegish Begiva." Sure enough, he's learning, right, your sugya, right, Pilegish Begiva. Now just to clarify, what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? So Rav Chaim Voloshiner writes in Nefesh HaChaim that in a certain sense, when the actions that we do down here have a roshem, have an impact right up in Shemayim. Right? That when we learn Torah down here, right? So Kiviyachol has an impact on Akash Baruch Hu, and Akash Baruch Hu is doing the same thing. Sort of. Meaning, so our actions down here, right, he writes, right, have a tremendous roshem on what happens in the upper spheres and the Shemayim, and then that comes back down and in turn affects the lower spheres. Okay, Ayin Sham, check it out. Nefesh HaChaim, fascinating sefer. But anyway, so he said that Kosh Baruch was learning the sugya of Pilegish Begeva. Maiko Amar, so Rav Yosser got interested, right? Okay, so who does he hold like? What does he say? So Amar Lei, Sir Leo said, Hashem says, Ev Yosser Bini Kacho Omer. Right, Yonasan bini kacho omer. I mean, he's saying over the machlokas between you and Rabbi Yonasan. So Amalei, what do you mean? Chas v'shalom. Why should Hashem say that? Mika svika kamishmaya. What do you mean? Me and Rabbi Yonasan, right, have a machlokas. Kosh Baruch Hu knows the emes. Why in the world would he quote the machlokas? What does that mean? So Amalei, and this is one of two places I think, if I'm not mistaken, in Shas where we have this phrase. I think the other place is in Erevin, but I don't remember. Amalei, Elio said back to him, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Both are the words of the living God. Zvuv matzav lo hikpid. Right, and name of matzav hikpid. That actually the guy, the husband, found both. And he found the fly, and that, okay, for whatever reason, that didn't bother him. But then he found the hair, and that really bothered him. Right? And that set off that whole story. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says a little bit differently, or maybe explains why he got angry at one and not the other. Zvuv bakeara v'nima b'oso makom. That he found the fly in his food, and anima, the hair, right, was in her private area, and that apparently bothered him. Zvuv me'ista anima sakanta. Apparently, I'm not sure how really you understand this. But that zvuv was this, obviously fly in the food is disgusting, but the hair in the private area, that apparently was some sort of danger. Right? Rashi says that some sort of danger during bia. I don't really understand how that could work, right? To possibly make him a kris shufcha, to injure him or whatever. Okay, so that's why he got more angry about the hair. Igid Amri, some people say, idi vidi bekara. No, actually, both of them, right, were about food. Zvuv unsa and nima pshiasa, right, the fly, right, what are you going to do? You made your soup and the fly flies into the soup. Okay, that's an unsa, that's an onus, that's not her fault. But a nima, if you find a hair, so that's already, you know, you didn't look, you didn't check. Put your hair up, right? Put your hair in a cap or whatever it is, right? That was her fault, right? So that's why he got angrier about the hair as opposed to the fly. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go back to the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.